Passes over to Dashner. Now they put it back in the hands of Beasley. Now Dashner from the wing. Dashner brings it outside to Lepisto. Lepisto's got nowhere to go with it. Now gives it back up to Dashner. And they're really keen on Gustafson. Now Beasley gives it to Gustafson for the first time tonight, but he's got to give it up as two people trailed him immediately. Dashner on the wing, back on top to Beasley. So we played almost a minute here, no score. Now Beasley almost has it taken away. WRJN Racine. The shot was missed by the Wolverines, but they got the rebound. Now here's a three-pointer that's airballed. Airballed by Brechtel, and here comes Miles Hero with the basketball. Expect to see him handling the ball quite a bit tonight. He passes over to Marquis, back to Hero. Then they get it to Lutz, who had a big game in their regional final, I was told. Now back to Lutz, inside. Mikulak puts it up and scores. Mikulak with the basket to make it 2-0. Here comes Lepistol, being guarded by Plour. On the drive, he's got nowhere to go. Puts it up, no good. And it goes into the hands of the Whitnall Falcons. And down comes Lutz with it right away. He puts it up and scores. So it's 4-0. Whitnall with that early lead. We've played 2 minutes here. So Beasley will give it up to Gustafson. Gustafson gives it over to Dashner. Now Dashner to Lepisto in the corner. And he brings it back out on top. Now they give it to Gustafson. He goes down low. Chase Brechtel misses again. And another rebound to the Falcons, and they push it up quickly. Hero with the basketball. Gets it over to Marquis. Back to Hero. And then they give it to Mikulak. Now on the drive, it's Hero. He tries to go down low, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Wolverines, who trail 4-0. So that early lead by the Falcons, we played almost 3 minutes here. Waterford has not scored yet. Lepistol brings it across the timeline. He'll take a three-pointer. That's no good. Airballed. Out of bounds, and it'll go back over to the Falcons. Falcons have come to play tonight, no doubt about it. So here comes Hero, very confidently bringing the ball across court. Now they go down long, the give and go, and Lutz scores again. He's got four of the six, and it's 6-0. Waterford trails the Falcons of Whitnall. Now they go on the wing to Lepistol, back outside to Gustafson, who loses it. And it's an over and back. So everything going the Falcons' way right now. Marquis inbounds to Lutz. Then they go to Hero. Hero puts up a shot that's in and out. No good. Rebound to Brechtel. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Actually looked like he was pushed out of bounds, but they're going to give it to the Falcons. Plural to bring it in. Gets it in to Marquis. They go down low to Lutz. Lutz gives it to Mikulak, and it's 8-0, and Coach Ragland has seen enough with 14-11 to go. In our first half, it's Whitnall 8, Waterford 0. We'll keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout. So again, the Falcons come in 17-9, Dylan.
Yeah, again, both teams playing tough conferences, especially at the top. Windmill is a team that you can't take lightly, and Waterford looks like they're sleepwalking so far here tonight. We'll see how the rest of these minutes of this one shake out, but it's been all Whitnall so far.
And the height advantage actually is with Waterford, other than Mikuluk. So Beasley with the basketball now, being guarded by Marquis as they take it across. The pistol on the wing. He took a three-pointer before. That was air ball. Beasley with the basketball now, trying to work down low. Gives it to Gustafson. His shot up, no good. His follow-up is good. Caden with the first 2 points for Waterford to make it 8-2. And here comes Marquis with the basketball. Gives it over to Lurow. Back to Lutz. Now to Hero. Lutz with the three. Good, and it's in it. It is a three-pointer to make it 11-2. So the Wolverines have dug a hole, and they got to get going here. 11-2 is our score. Whitnall with the lead. LaPistol at the top of the key. Passes on the wing to Brechtel. Brechtel looking for somebody. Gives it over to Dashner. Then LaPistol on the wing. Driving inside, pulls it back out. Now gives it to Gustafson. He pulls it back out. And it went to Dashner, back to Gustafson. Now to Beasley. Looks like the Falcons are in a zone. Now Beasley goes inside. And Brechtel scores to make it 11-4. 11-4 is our score. Whitnall with the lead as they get it back out to Evan. Then Evan goes to Hero, and then Hero goes across court to Marquis. Now in the corner, shot up, the three-pointer is no good. And they take it away from Brechtel. Another three-pointer, no good. And they're going to get a third shot as Hero comes up with it as they knock it back out. He gives it to Lutz. Now they go down low to Mikuluk. Then he gives it on the wing to Marquis. Then they go back outside. Lutz coming inside, putting it up. Can't get it to go. Goes into the hands of Gustafson. And here comes Caden down with it. Almost has it taken away. Gives it to Brechtel, and then he goes to Dashner. Then they go across court to Beasley. Beasley now on the drive, puts it up. And it's a player control foul. Player control foul on Beasley.
Dick, I have two score updates from Shane Wolepski. At the 13-17 mark, MAS is tied with Lutheran 11-11. Park is leading 4-2 with 15 minutes to go in that one.
Okay, so real early there. So that foul was on Beasley, his first, team first. So at 11-19 of our first half, Hero will bring it across as he gives it up to the other Mikuluk. And Hero with a fadeaway shot. That's good. Miles Hero with the fadeaway 10-footer to make it 13-4. And if you're a Waterford fan, you're not used to seeing this. As Gustafson brought it across the timeline, gave it up to LaPistol. Now it goes back to LaPistol on the wing. Then he gives it up to Beasley, who comes inside. Puts up a shot that's short. And a rebound to Hero. Hero pulls up for a three. That's no good. And the rebound to LaPistol. And he'll bring it across. He'll give it up to Gustafson. Gustafson now to Bull Veit, who's in there. Veit now on the wing to LaPistol. And they come back outside. DeVite. Now coming down low is Dashner. Back out to LaPistol. His three-pointer's good. Caden LaPistol with the three to make it 13-7. Now they got a D up here as it goes over to Lutz. They go inside. And Nolan Miller, who just came in for the Falcons, scores on the give and go to make it 15-7. Gustafson brings it across. Gives it up to LaPistol on the wing. Back out on top to Veit. Veit to give and go to Gustafson. His shot up is no good. Looked like he got hit on the hand, but they let it go. Miller brings it down quickly. Now on the drive, shot up was no good by Marquis. And the rebound to Beasley. Waterford looking like they're getting tougher on the boards here. Gustafson puts up a shot. That's no good, and they're going to call a foul. Foul's going to go against the Falcons, and it's on Mikuluk, Tyler Mikuluk, his first, team first. Checking out for the Wolverines is Dashner. Now it goes to LaPistol in the corner, and he brings it back out. Gustafson with a three-pointer. That's good. Caden Gustafson with the three-pointer to make it 15-10. And Marquis, should say Hero, brought it across. Now he'll give it up to Lutz. Lutz now to Miller. Now goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to Waterford. And checking in for the first time tonight is Reglin for Veit. And we got a timeout called by the Falcons. Just a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here. 15-10 is our score. Whitnall with the lead.
Dick, our scoring so far here in the first half. Miles Hero leading with 5 points. Jack Lutz with 4. Nolan Miller with 2. And Max Mikulewicz with 4. And for the Waterford Wolverines, Caden Gustafson with 5. Colin LaPisto, his lone 3, and Jameson Beasley with 2.
All right, so 15-10 is our score. 8:43 to go. Play is back in. And it'll be the Wolverines to inbound.
We have 2 more updates while we have a second. 13-10 Park at the 11:30 mark, and 17-17 with 9 minutes to go in the first half for MAS and Ray Luther.
That is a score. That's kind of shocking in a way. Everybody said they are the number one team, MAS. Now we got another foul coming up here. And that's going to go on the Wolverines. Player control foul. That was on Brechtel, his first, team second. So the Falcons will bring it in. Here's the give and go again. Shot up, no good. By Evan. See who that falls on. He'll be at the line to shoot 2. That foul was on Brechtel, his second, team third. So made the first. He'll get the second, Evan will. And the second one's good to make it 17-10. Whitnall with the lead. Pistol with the basketball. Hands it over to Reglin, who's in. Gavin Reglin in. Now there's a turnaround shot by Brechtel. That's no good. That left-handed layup lob shot, I should say, he takes as he misses. And it's 17-10 as the Falcons come down. On the drive, Hero fade away is no good. Brechto with the rebound. Here comes Beasley. They're trying to push it up floor, but they can't as he passes over to Brechto on the wing, who comes in and scores. Jace Brechto saw an opening and took it, and it's 17-12. Tyler Mikulek brings it across. Now gives it up to Lutz. Then they go in the corner to Hero. Hero on the drive. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound to Lopisto. Comes to Beasley in the corner. And we're going to have a hold coming up on the Falcons. That falls on Miles Hero, his first, team second. So Reglin, the inbound from the corner. 17-12 is our score. 7:04 to go in our first half. Stick around at halftime. Tim Owens, conference commissioner of the Southern Lakes, will be with us. Lopisto with the basketball. Got to watch for the 5 second. Gives it to Brechto. Brechto now on the drive. He'll give it up to Gustafson. They've done a pretty good job on Caden, double teaming him. Now they get it to Brechto. Brechto on the drive. And another player control foul on Chase Brechto. That'll be his third. So Dashner will check back in, and they'll lose a lot of height as Chase comes out. That's his third. That will hurt them. So Miller checked out for the Falcons. As Mikulek comes back in, there's a give and go to Hero, and he scored. They're getting that give and go open, and it's 19-12. Whitnow with the lead. Beasley pulls up, shoots, and scores. It's a two-pointer to make it 19-14. Got a D up here now with 6 minutes to go. They trail by five. They give it up to Mikulek. Max, that is. Now they give it to Hero. Hero being hounded by Jamison Beasley. Now Hero drives inside, puts it up, overlaid it, no good. And we got a foul. Think it's coming up on the Wolverines. And it is. That falls on Gustafson, his first, team fifth. First one up, it's good. He doesn't miss, Hero. Makes it 20-14. Second one up, is missed. So it worked. Caden Gustafson comes across the timeline. Gives it up to Reglin. Back to Gustafson. Gustafson now gives it to Lopisto. And he brings it back out to the top of the key. Dashner with it now. Looking for someone to give it to. Gives it to Beasley. Beasley driving inside again. Pulls up, shoots, and scores. Jamison Beasley scores again to make it 20-16. It hasn't been a four-point deficit for a while. As here comes the Falcons with it. It's Hero. Goes in the corner to Marquis. Marquis comes back outside. Derek taken away by the Wolverines. And Reglin gives it up. Gustafson had the three-point attempt for a minute, but lost the ball. Now coming inside is Lopisto. And Caden Lopisto scores to make it 20-18. And here comes Hero with the basketball now. 4:40 to go. Down to a two-point lead for the Falcons. Hero comes inside, shoots, can't get it to go, but Mikulek with the rebound. Now Hero comes in and scores. So they got to do a better job on the boards. That's what hurt them there. The shot was missed. Here's Lopisto now with the basketball, 22-18. Whitnow with the lead. Now they go in the corner to Dashner. and he brings it back out to LaPisto. LaPisto now coming back inside again. Turnaround shot. It's good by Caden LaPisto to make it 22-20. Hero with the basketball gives it up to Lutz. And then Lutz passed it over to Evan. And Muckaluck has it at the top of the key. And they're bringing it around to Hero. Now a three-pointer from the corner. That's no good. This one, Reglin did a good job of boxing out to get the rebound. Now here's the Waterford Wolverines. They can tie it or go ahead with a three-pointer. Reglin now goes in the corner to Beasley, who's on the wing. Now inside to Gustafson. Caden Gustafson tied it up at 22 on that assist from Beasley. New ball game here now. Now here they come, working the ball quickly are the Falcons. Marquis with the basketball. We're tied at 22, 2:53 to go. Ball goes out back out on top of the key. It's Lutz with the basketball. Gave it up to Evan. So knocked out of bounds right at our table. Are we still on the air?
That we are, Dick, and we have our first scoring change. Greenfield leads Park 23-22, 6 minutes to go in the first half.
All right, a lot of tough games tonight. So we're tied here at 22, 2:35 to go as Beasley brings it across, gives it up to LaPisto. Now Beasley with the basketball, give and go to Gustafson, is good to make it 24-22. Waterford takes their first lead of the night. Now on the drive, it's here, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Wolverines. And Gustafson gets it in to Beasley. Now back to LaPisto. He better get it across. He does. Now they go to Dashner. And we're going to have another foul coming up. I think it's on Gustafson. It is. That's his second, team fifth, with 2:02 to go. As Lutz, should say Hero, walks it up for the Falcons. Not in a hurry this time. Muckaluck with the ball now, gives it back to Hero. Hero driving inside, putting it up and scoring. Boy, he's a factor in this game. 24 apiece. Very good footwork by Miles Hero. Now it's almost knocked away by the Falcons, and it goes back into LaPisto's hands. 1:25 to go. Goes on the wing to Dashner. Dashner tries to go inside to LaPisto. Now goes to Veit on a wing. He's got nowhere to go. Gives it to Dashner, posting up low. And stepped on the baseline. So it'll go back over to the Falcons with 1:12 to go. And checking back in will be Reglin for Veit. We're tied at 24. And here comes the Falcons. Hero with the basketball at the 1 minute mark. And they do that weave. Here comes Hero inside again. He'll shoot and can't get it to go. Rebound to Beasley. And Beasley gets it to Reglin with 50 seconds to go in our first half. Again, Tim Owens will be our guest at halftime here. After our two-minute break, Reglin with the basketball now. Goes down low to Dashner. He can't get it to go. Goes back inside to LaPisto, and it's knocked away and then thrown out of bounds. They tried to go quickly, So 24 seconds to go. In our first half, we're tied. And Beasley gets it in to Gustafson. And Gustafson will take it across, and they'll play for one. Now got to go with 10 seconds to go. Passes over to Dashner at the top of the key. To Gustafson now. He'll put it up. No good. Would have counted if it goes. That's the end of our first half of play with our score. Waterford 24, Whitnall 24. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Baines AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Like the recording of your game of interest. All right, thanks, Dylan. And at this time, it's our pleasure to bring in the conference commissioner of the Southern Lakes, Tim Owens. That first half, I think, went the way you said it would. You said we're in for a good game tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, first off, thanks for having me on again. But yeah, I mean, you knew that this one was going to be just an absolute cat fight. Dog fight. It's just, it's going to go down. It's not going to be easy. You're not going to walk into any sectional at this point in the season and just walk through it. So, you know, Waterford had their work cut out for them, and, you know, Whitnall's stepping up. I mean, Waterford is a really good team. Whitnall's also a really good team. So to expect that this was going to turn out the way that last week turned out, I think would be unrealistic. So it's exactly where we are. I mean, it's nerve-wracking, obviously, for Waterford fans. You know, but kind of expected. You got to go through everyone to get to that next level. So.
You sure do, Tim, and the other games are playing out that way, too. Park was leading the last week. Score we got, they were down by a point. How about this score? MAS and Lutheran were tied the last score update we got. So the factor there is the big kid, the center for MAS, is not playing.
Oh, he's not?
No, he is not playing. Your father told me this morning that I don't know if he broke his ankle or severely sprained it. So,
well, it's funny you mention that, because I got a text message from a contact at the Westosha game, who they're down by, I believe, 5 at half. The big 6'10 monster for Wasilla Central went down in warm-ups and rolled his ankle. So that could be a little bit of a that could help out a little bit for Westosha. They obviously have their work cut out for him as well, but we're following along and staying nervous for everyone.
Well, you got to give Waterford credit here to be down like they were and fight their way all the way back. But Dylan and I talked about it. I said they would have to be a little more physical tonight to win this ball game.
Yep.
Against a team like, I look at Whitnall, and they look more of a finesse team to me.
Correct. Yeah. You know, and, you know, even just coming out, you could tell Waterford had a little nerves coming into it. I mean, Whitnall's been here the last three years.
Yeah.
Waterford hasn't been here for I don't remember how long. I mean, they haven't.
Right.
They won conference, I think, 15 years ago. They haven't been in this, you know, this scenario. We also have to remember that we're still dealing with kids. These aren't adults just
yeah.
yet. So, you know, there's going to be some nerves coming in. You know, the season's going to end for someone tonight, and they don't want it to be them. And, you know, it's – but I give Whitnall credit. They're prepared for Waterford, and, you know, they're ready to roll. And Waterford needed to just settle in, which they have. And I see that kind of going as a same pattern going into the second half.
37-27 Greenfield at halftime.
Wow.
So that's a shocker against Park. So we'll keep an eye on that. They're going to have their work cut out for them.
You say that's halftime score?
That's a halftime.
Casey will have them playing differently coming out in the second half.
Yeah, hopefully they will. The backdoor play has hurt Waterford like four times tonight.
Yep, you know, and they did get in a little foul trouble. I know Jace is on the bench with three.
Yep.
I know not a lot of the Waterford fan base like that last player control foul on Jace, but I actually agree. I think he extended and went through him. So, you know, and then we have Caden's got, I think, two fouls
right.
going in.
Yep.
You know, so got to change some things up. But you know what? I have all the faith in Coach Raglan and the Wolverines to pull it together a little bit more. So I'm good.
Well, we'll see what happens there. Let's talk a little bit about the girls basketball.
Yeah.
Your conference did very well.
We did. You know, I mean, Union Grove just ran into a buzzsaw with Tosi. Tosi East
they
is just. I was at their sectional final on Saturday, Whitefish Bay, and they are just, they're good, you know. And what Union Grove stuck with them for majority of the game. I think towards just the later half of the game is when, you know, Tosi East really just kind of stepped away from them and pulled away. But, you know, Union Grove, they've had a great season. Rob did obviously he does a tremendous job with the Broncos every single year. So I won't be surprised if we see him back in that same position next year.
And it's not like Rob, his non-conference games are, you know, cake. He tries to schedule
yep.
the toughest teams he can.
Well, he played Beaver Dam at the Carthage tournament.
Mm-hmm.
They played Prairie at home,
yep.
which they do every year. And, you know, he does. He doesn't take that cakewalk in the non-cons. He wants his girls to be prepared going into the postseason, and he's getting the best out of them. And you've seen that the last 2 years. So Rob's a great coach. And, you know, and most important part about it is the all-academic sports
yes.
teams came out. And I saw the girls, and there's a lot of – Union Grove came in first
nice.
In Division II. So
very
that's
good.
Even, you know, that's put the student before athlete, right?
That's important, yep. That's very important. So, hey, let's push ahead a little bit. How does the spring sports look for the Southern Lakes?
I'm looking forward to the spring sports because of the weather.
Yes.
But, no, we're expecting a big year for some baseball teams. A lot of kids returning. For baseball, softball, also we have a lot of returners coming back just across the conference. I think the girls, the softball is up for grabs anywhere. We got a new coach at Westosha Central.
Okay.
The owner of the 45 Diner, I don't know if you've ever been there, Glenn.
No.
He's taking the helm over for Tom and
okay.
Connie because they retired. You know, in baseball, I mean, we had three teams in sectionals last year with Westosha, Union Grove, and Waterford. So, I mean, it's and we've had three in the last 2 years with Burlington the year prior. So, you know, it's going to be a great year on the baseball diamond. It's going to be a great year on the softball diamond and track. I mean, we got a lot of good things. Soccer. Looking forward to getting out and seeing a lot of spring sports go.
Well, speaking of baseball, your Burlington head coach.
Stouty.
He will be going into the Coaches Hall of Fame. So
he was inducted a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Very proud. Great man. A tremendous basketball coach. Baseball coach.
Yeah.
Basketball, we're there. So
yeah, we're doing basketball. So what do you see in the second? What does Waterford have to do here in the second half?
I think they need to watch that back door. I mean, it's kind of, I think they've gotten maybe 15 points
15?
Just on that back point, that back door alone. So, you know, they watch it, and you hear the coaching staff telling the kids, but they have to get used to it. And, you know, they got a lot going on in their mind, but they shut down that back door. I mean, I think they're shutting down Harrell pretty well. I don't know how many points he has, but I don't think he's gotten many. you know, and Caden's got to get hot. Colin, he hit a couple big threes.
Yep.
Jameson is the leader out there, and he's doing a phenomenal job as well. So I'm looking forward to the second half. I think nerves will get up there a little bit more as we get closer to the end of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by,
Thanks for
Tim.
Having me. Can I give a shout-out to your wife, Peg?
Yes, you can.
Peg, we love you. We miss you. Hope you're feeling better. Thanks, guys.
Dick, while we thank Tim Owens for being on at halftime, I also have another score update. 41-33, MAS leads Racine Lutheran at halftime.
Okay, all right. That one's not a surprise, right?
No. A little bit north of the Milwaukee area, though. Cedarburg is up 35-20 over Slinger at halftime.
Wow.
And Slinger is one of the top teams
yes.
in D2.
All right, so Whitno will get our first possession here to start our second half. We're tied at 24. And again, as we mentioned with Tim Owens, that back door is what killed Waterford in the first half. Now here's the Falcons. They try to go inside and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll go back over to Waterford as Marquis was not ready for that pass. So Gustafson gets it into Beasley. Back to Gustafson, and then they'll put it into the hands of Lepisto. He's being guarded by Evan. Beasley coming inside, pulls up, shoots, short, rebound to Hero, and Hero's going to push it up. Almost loses it. Now gives it up to Lutz. Back to Hero. Lutz with the no-look pass to Muckaluck, and Max Muckaluck puts it in to give them the lead back at 26-24. So here's the Wolverines with it now. Lepisto gives it over to Dashner. Back out to Beasley. To Gustafson. Gustafson pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Muckaluck. And he'll put it into the hands of Marquis. Marquis on a drive. Pulls it back out now to Lutz. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's good. Three-pointer's good by Marquis to make it 29-24. Whitno. Here's Lepisto with the basketball. Way out on top. Tries to give it down low to Gustafson. And Hero loses it, but it'll stay with the Falcons. So just like that, we've played a minute and a half. And the Falcons are back up by five and have the ball. So they get it in and then lose it. And it'll stay again with the Falcons. They get it into Hero. He puts it up short. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Next one to Evan. Knocks it out of bounds. And now to go back over to Waterford. Got to play much more physical, in my opinion, the Wolverines. We did not expect Whitnell to play this way, but they're really crashing the boards as Lepisto brings it across, gives it to Brechtel. Back out to Gustafson. Gustafson on the drive, gives it to Lepisto on the wing. Now back out to Beasley, to Lepisto. His three-pointer, no good, and the rebound comes down to Lutz. Lutz coming all the way down. Goes inside. Has it knocked away. It'll stay with the Falcons. Knocked out of bounds by Brechtel. As Lutz tried to put that shot up. Now they get it into Hero. And Hero with that stutter step. Now posts it down low. Turnaround shot is no good by Lutz. But they get the rebound again. Now in the corner, Hero for three, and it's good. Miles Hero with the three-pointer to make it an eight-point lead again, 32-24. Whitno with the lead, 15-20 to go. Now Dashner gives it back to Beasley. Beasley's shot is good for three. Jameson Beasley with three to make it 32-27. Got to get a stop here now on the Falcons. Hero to Lutz. Lutz posting up inside. And he scores. They let it go. Gustafson couldn't take the chance of getting his third foul. So it makes it 34-27. Back over to Beasley to Gustafson. To LaPistol, trying to give it down low. To Beasley, coming inside, putting it up. No good. Rebound, though, to Dashner. No good. Next one. Dashner kicks it back out. Intercepted. Intercepted by Evan. And he gets it to Hero. And we're going to have a foul coming up on LaPistol as he reached in to try to keep Hero from penetrating towards the basket. That's LaPistol's first, team first, here in the second half. So we did not see this one going this way. Hero with the basketball and a player control foul coming up on Lutz. Nope, they say it's on Marquis. That's his first, team first. So here comes Beasley. They trail by seven, Waterford. Now Brechtel gave it up to LaPistol. Back out to Dashner at the top of the key. He gives it up to Gustafson. His shot, no good. And the rebound to Hero. They have a seven-point lead. Hero for a three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Beasley. Here comes the Wolverines with it. Gave it up to Gustafson. Back out to LaPistol. To Dashner on the wing. Back out to LaPistol. To Gustafson. He almost loses it, being guarded by Hero. Now they go to Brechtel. His three-pointer's no good. And the rebound to Hero. So it's one and done, pretty much, for Waterford on their offensive sets. Here's a three-pointer that's up, in and out, no good. And rebound to Beasley. Lutz thought he had it. Gustafson coming inside, and they'll call the foul. And Gustafson will go to the line to shoot two. That falls on Lutz, his first, team second. So Caden at the line for two, first time tonight. First one up is good. And Reglin checks in for Dashner. 34-28. And the second one's good. Make it 34-29. And Hero will bring it across. Hero gives it up to Evan. Evan back to Hero. Now he goes across court on the wing to Lutz, and then Lutz gives it back up. Driving inside is Hero. Back to Lutz. Three-pointer. Good. Actually, Evan with the three-pointer to make it 37-29. They just have no answer for the Falcons, the Wolverines. Now they can't find anybody to give it to. Almost a five-second violation on Waterford. 37-29. As they go across court to LaPistol. Back outside to Reglin. Then to Brechtel on a wing. He gives it back up to Beasley. Now Reglin pulls up inside. Looked like he was going to shoot. There's a shot by Beasley that's no good. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brechtel. So it'll go back over to the Falcons at the 12-minute mark. They lead by eight and trying to build on that. Hero to Marquis. Out on top to Mikaluk. Hero on the drive, coming inside, left-handed, no good. Rebound, Mikaluk puts it up, went over the rim, Waterford got lucky there. Here's Gustafson with the basketball now. And the reach-in foul coming up on Lutz. 11:36 to go. That's his second on Jack Lutz, team third. So Regland inbound from the side. Got to get it into somebody, gets it into LaPisto. LaPisto brings it across, passes over to Regland. Regland gives it to Beasley. And then Beasley to LaPisto on that wing. Now back out on top to Gustafson, trying to come inside, pulls up, shoots, and scores. Caden Gustafson with the two to make it 37-31. See if they can stop him now. Lutz with the basketball, gives it up to Hero. Then Hero goes in the corner. To Evan, back to Lutz. Lutz puts it up and scores. And count it, and count the basket by Jack Lutz.
Dick, before he shoots his free throws, we have an update from Park. It's 37-30 Greenfield at the 15-minute mark, so basically the same score here as there.
Wow. All right, Lutz to try to convert the three-point play, and he gets that shooter's touch and does. So checking back in now for the Falcons is Tyler Mikuluk. And Regland comes out, and Veit comes back in. 40-31 here. Whitnell with the lead. Beasley with the basketball now. Passes over to LaPisto. Now to Veit on the wing. Veit tries to go inside, and he does. The floater's good by Jamison Beasley to make it 40-33. 7-point deficit for the Wolverines as Hero brings it across. Gives it to Lutz. Then it's intercepted. Intercepted by Veit. And here comes Waterford the other way. Waterford gives it up to Gustafson. He's triple teamed when he gets it. Beasley with the shot. That's good. 3-pointer by Beasley to make it 40-36. As Lutz brings it back to Hero. Hero coming inside. No good. Knocked back out to Marquis. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good, and the rebound. And let's see, they're going to call it. They're going to call it on Mikuluk. And that's definitely on Max. That's his first, team third. So the Wolverines can cut into it even more. We're under 10 to play in regulation. Whitnell with the lead. Here's Brechtel from the wing, brings it back outside. Now they go to Veit. His three-pointer is no good. And Mikuluk with the rebound. Puts it into the hands of Lutz. Quickly, three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Gustafson, pushing it up quickly. Beasley with the three-pointer, that's short, no good. And the rebound to the Falcons. And we got a timeout coming up. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Dick, we have another score update from MAS and Racine Lutheran. It's 46-35 with 16:20 to go. Milwaukee Academy of Science out in front in that one. Greenfield has still not scored in the second half, and they're 5 minutes into that. It's still 37-30. The girls score. Cuba City is up 57-56 on the Prairie School. 5 minutes to go in the second half.
Oh, wow. All right, so the Falcons to inbound. And they inbound to Lutz. There's that give and go. And Hero scores. Back door once again from Muckaluck to make it 42-36. Gustafson with the basketball now. Gives it up to Beasley. Now to LaPistol. His three-pointer's no good. Comes back to Beasley, though. Gives it to Veit. Now to Gustafson. Gustafson to Veit again. His three-pointer's good this time. Veit this time hits it to make it 42-39. Hero with the basketball now. Gives it up to Lutz. Lutz to Marquis. Marquis to Muckaluck. Then they go inside. Overlaid. Overlaid by Marquis. And Beasley with the basketball now. 42-39. Veit with another three-pointer. That's no good, but it comes back to Brechtel. To Gustafson. And here comes the Wolverines with it now. Veit with the basketball at the top of the key. Here's a three-pointer by Gustafson. That's good. Caden Gustafson ties it at 42 with 7:49 to go. New ball game once again. Hero with the basketball now. 7:40 to go. Hero almost had it taken away. Tries to come inside. And he gives it up. Now it goes out of bounds. Waterford will get it back. At the 7:31 mark. to go, 42 apiece. As the Wolverines bring it in. And LaPistol's got to pay attention. As Gustafson gave him the ball and he just let it roll there. Could have been picked up by a Falcon. Beasley with the basketball now over to LaPistol. Then they go to Brechtel on the wing. Brechtel's got nowhere to go. Gives it back to Beasley. Beasley down to Brechtel. He puts it up and scores! Jace Brechtel with the given goal from Beasley to make it 44-42. Waterford now on the drive, putting it up and scoring. Wow, Jack Lutz again. Just went right through that seam to tie it up at 44. Here's the Wolverines now with it. Back to Gustafson, to LaPistol. Now they work it down low to Beasley. Beasley coming inside, putting it up, no good. And the rebound, it's all Falcons there. As Hero brings it down quickly, goes in the corner. They get it out to Lutz. It's lost, and the Wolverines pick it up. Come down quickly to Beasley. His three-pointer's no good. Veit got the rebound, and he's fouled. Veit was fouled. See if he goes to the line or it's out of bounds. That falls on Tyler Mikuluk, his second, team fifth. So Veit at the line for two. First time tonight. First one up, shooter's touch is good. So Bo Veit makes the first. Makes it 45-44 with 6:16 to go. Second one up. That one's no good. And the rebound to Hero. So nobody home again that time for Waterford. Waterford by a point, 45-44. On the drive is Lutz. He gives it back out to Evan. Almost taken away. Lutz back with the basketball now. Trying to come inside. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound. Beasley wanted to give it to Gustafson. And Hero's going to put up a three. That's good. Miles Hero with the three-pointer to make it 47-45. Whitnell. Thought they missed one there. The Waterford people did. They thought the Wolverine, when they had that one-point lead, was there was a reach-in foul, but they didn't call it. So here's the Wolverines now. They trail by two. Gustafson comes inside, puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound to Marquis, and he puts it into Hero's hands. Hero now gives it back to Lutz. Lutz with the three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound to the Wolverines. So they got a chance again to tie this thing. We're under five to play. Gustafson with the basketball now. Gives it up to Brechtel, back to Beasley. Now from the corner, Gustafson's three is good. 48-47, Waterford with the lead. 4:40 to go as we have a timeout taken. And it's a full timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Tournament Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
All right, back to live action here as Marquis inbounds it to Hero. And Hero bring it across with 4:35 to go. Hero with the basketball, passes across court to Marquis. Back to Hero, trying to come inside. Spin move by Hero, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound to Beasley. So Waterford with a one-point lead, and the basketball gives it up to LaPistol. Comes back to Beasley. Beasley now on the drive, coming inside. Puts up a shot that is no good. And the rebound comes down to Hero. Hero driving inside. Gave it up to Evan, and he scores to make it 49-48. And they get it up quickly. LaPistol almost has it taken away, and it comes back to Gustafson. They trail now by one. Gustafson goes over to Brechtel, back out on top to Beasley. Beasley to LaPistol across court. Now LaPistol brings it to the top of the key, and it comes back to Reglin, who's in there. Reglin to Gustafson, coming inside. He puts it up. And now they lose it out of bounds.
Dick, while we have a ball out of bounds, Greenfield is up 45-39 with 9 to go over Park, and MAS has a 53-45 lead at the 11:50 mark over Lutheran.
Okay. So Park trying to claw their way back as Waterford's trying to stay in this one. Ball taken away. And Waterford smart enough to call a timeout after they got the ball, so they'll get possession with 2:56 to go. 2:56 to go, 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 49-48.
Dick, while we got the time scoring here tonight, Miles Hero leading all scorers with 20 points. He has 3 three-pointers made. Jack Lutz with 11 points. Evan Plewer with 7. Cooper Markey with 3, Nolan Miller with 2, and for the Waterford Wolverines, Caden Gustafson, 19 points on 3 made threes, 2 for 2 from the line. Jameson Beasley with 14, Colin LaPisto with 7, Bo White with 4, and Jace Brechtel with 4.
All right, so Waterford will get the ball to inbound. So Beasley, the inbound to Gustafson. And Gustafson will bring it across. We're under 3 to play now in regulation. Waterford trails by one. Gustafson gets it over to Brechtel at the top of the key. He's looking for somebody to give it to. Gives it to LaPisto. LaPisto with the basketball now. Driving inside. Gives it to Brechtel. He puts it up and scores from LaPisto to make it 50-49. Waterford. Hero with the basketball. Gave it up to Lutz. Now back to Hero. Hero pushes off. And they're going to call a foul on the Wolverines. It'll just be out of bounds, though. Fouls on Gustafson, his third. Team third. So checking back in is Reglin for Veit. So Hero inbounds. They give it up to Marquis. Marquis almost has it taken away. Then he gives it to Plural. And then it goes back to Hero. Hero gives it